compensation on two for AGA batteries.
Go ahead, Jessica.
Just wanted to clarify, it seems like there's a little bit of conflicting information between the procedure and the stow note. It looks like, I mean, of course I'll check the serial numbers, but in some places in the procedure it looks like I'm charging the spares, like the two spare batteries that are in the Ziploc bag in the MLM PEGAO, but in other places it talks about swapping the spares and charging the ones that are in the unit. Those are like in the objective and other parts of the procedure. So I just wanted to clarify which batteries I'm actually charging.
So Jessica, we'll actually, it's a great question, we'll actually be charging all the batteries. At first you'll charge the spare batteries, and then later on in the day you'll have another activity where you'll charge the other batteries.
Okay, so for the first activity I'm just going to go and grab the two spare batteries from the Ziploc and put those on the charger.
Correct.
Okay, copy. Thanks for the clarification. So station on two for Ivy Jen.
I'm ready on two.
Morning, Lori. I'm ready to get started for Ivy Jen. So just checking which channel will be on and will I be talking to you.
It's your lucky day. You're going to be talking to me, and we'll just stay right here on two because there's a traffic jam on the others.
Okay, copy. I'll configure the box for two, and I'll be very happy to talk to you. I just filled mini inlet water bag 2012, and it looks like the only other two things that I need this morning are the Ivy Gen mini Ivy bags 2019 and 2020. Is that correct?
A-fun, you got it.
All right, I'll get ready for that. All right, Lori, I've got everything in, and I'm ready to get in LFG.
Jessica, we're ready to.
Okay, so I'm assuming we're doing pretty much the same thing as yesterday, so I can start getting this bag connected and set up.
You are already a pro at this. John did you well. Yeah, we're good. We're just waiting on the delta pressure.
Okay, copy.
And we've got good delta pressure. Go and skip 3.7, so press on to 4. And I believe that you've already labeled your bags serial number 2019 and 2020.
Oh, shoot. Those bags, we took the rest of those bags out yesterday, so I don't have. And I just put them back in. Well, they're not going to fit. Okay, I'll need to get some more bags.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, we took the other bags out yesterday, so. Worries. I think I can probably just take one hand out, and I think they're right behind me, so I can probably grab them and flip them right in with my glove. Is it really necessary to do the double bag in the glove box since this is just water that and sodium chloride that gets reclaimed anyway? Can I just put two bags in and then add the double bag once I come out of LSG?
Yeah, Jessica, we actually need it in double bag before they come out.
Okay. I think actually these bags are, since they're so crazy big, I don't think they're going to fit through the glove like I was kind of hoping. So if you guys can turn off air circ, and I'll just do a quick addition.
And work.
And I'll just label them out here to save the work in there. It'll say IVGen Mini. What else would you like on the label?
Serial number 2019, and then the other one, serial number 2020.
Okay, so it's Ivy Gen Mini IV Bag, serial number 2019, and then I'll do 2020 on the other one.
Copy, thanks.
Looks like we're one bag short out here, but there are some other large Bitran bags that are left over from something else that are in this pile. I have 3 24x24s, and one of those large Bitran. Is that okay to just use that for one of the layers?
That's good. And just to clarify, you're going to put the two IV mini bags, 2019 and 2020, into a 24x24, and then that's going to go into another 24x24, and that's the one that needs the outer label, just one label, IV Gen mini bags, serial number 2019 and 2020.
Oh, okay, we're putting them together. Yeah, we put them together the first day, and then we put them separately the second day. So, and I do have enough bags, and I'll just change the label to say 2019 and 2020.
That's perfect. We just like to keep you on your toes.
All right. Ready for air search.
All right. Take two. Here we go.
Okay, I've got the clamp on, so I'm going to go ahead and connect the water bag to the inlet and route the line through the pump.
That sounds good.
All right, that's routed through the pump, and then I'll set up bag 2019. I don't see any leaks.
Copy.
Clamps are open on both. Everything's connected. So, I don't see anything on the screen yet on the generation module. We'll get the SD card in first, right? Is that right?
That's correct. Serial number alpha. I was trying to make sure we have the right serial number. Serial number alpha.
Okay, so I've got alpha. Alpha is inserted.
Copy. We're powering on the payload now.
All right. All right, I see the main menu, so I'll go to pump water, fill a 1 liter bag, and then I'll get ready to label. Looks like we're on fill cycle 10. Today is GMT
198.
198, and start time, what's the time right now?
827.
Hey, 827. All right, ready for me to hit start then? Okay, we are filling. I see the time incrementing, and I'll check for leaks. I see the fluid entering the IV bag, and I don't see any leaks.
Excellent.
Anything else we're doing in this session, or this is where I'm coming out?
Hang on, we're talking. Okay, Jessica, we're good for you to come out. Good work. And once you come out, if you could just make sure that that glove is not in the field of view so we can monitor the bag.
Oh, yeah, copy. And then, so big picture for today, the next session will be like yesterday. I'll just come in and change the bags, 2020, and then it looks like the last session today is just stopping that one and then tearing everything apart. Is that correct?
That's exactly it. You've done great work on this.
Okay, awesome. Well, Sophie did all the hard work setting it all up and things, getting things working, so I had the easy part. I'm really glad it's working now for everyone.
We are too, and that's my MO too. I let everybody else do the hard stuff.
You know, you got to give these rookies experience, right?
Exactly, and we need you to wipe those down before you come completely out.
Wipe what down?
The LSG work area and your gloves, and put the dry wipe in your 24x24 trash bag.
I think that's just if there's leaks or something, right? There's nothing to wipe right now. There's nothing. There's no liquid anywhere.
Yeah,
we've been wiping anything.
Okay. That's good. You can come on out, and then we'll wipe it all down at the end.
Okay, yeah, we didn't do any wiping yesterday, so just so that's clear. But yeah, we'll give LSG a good little scrub since it's going to be the end of the experiment this afternoon.
That's right.
I don't have any wipes or anything in here, though. Are those, I mean, just from, like, the cleanup kit? We'll wipe something in there. Is there, I don't know if there's a sanding cloth or anything in there. Or just should I bring some in for that last session?
They should be in the cleanup kit when you get into that.
Okay, sounds good. Well, I will talk to you in a bit then. Thank you, Lori.
Sounds good. Thanks, Jessica.
We're still station on too for LSG sleeves.
I know.
Lori, I was just doing the LSG hardware tree. It's basically finding a new bag for, I'm assuming, when we take these sleeves off at the end of this experiment. I did find one but I didn't find the actual bag, but I did find another bag, which I relabeled and put in 5109 for that activity. I just wanted to give you guys a heads up, though. That spot in forward 6, it's a 1.0 CTB, and it's in the empty space, which is between the Merlin and then underneath all the connection points. So it's a very rigid space, and right now everything just fits in there, but once we add the actual sleeves, I think it's going to be above capacity. We'll have to see if maybe it can squeeze on either side, but for that activity, if those don't fit, then we would probably have to take out some of the ones that are in there, like maybe relocate the damaged ones into JLP if we are actually planning on leaving the 5109 bag in that location. Does that make sense?
Makes perfect sense. Our stowage will look into it and let you know.
All right. Thank you.
Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for any available crew member and help with ARED-K.
Huntsville Station on 2 for Ivagen.
Go ahead, Jessica.
Lori, I'm getting ready to go again. I assume we'll stay on 2 for Vox.
April.
Okay, and I don't think I need to bring anything else in there with me, but do I need the static disk tether, or actually that's probably only for the last session, is that correct?
Stand by, I'm checking.
I think it must just be for the last one, because we will leave the card in as we switch back for the second one.
Always one step ahead of us, you're right.
Okay, copy. I'll grab some gloves and get in. And Lori, I may be talking to Anil or filming a little video to promote IVGen, so if I'm talking to the video, you don't have to answer.
You don't have to tell me twice to keep my mouth shut.
Oh, I'm talking to you. Hi, I am Anne. I feel the air circ, and I think I know this routine. Will write down the end time, I'll detach it, and I'll switch out to the new bag. I see 42 minutes and 1,000 mil, so what end time would you like me to write?
Use my iPhone.
Yeah. Would you like for an end time?
Stand by, I'm getting it.
Oh, 0920. And I guess we didn't specifically check about this one. I don't know if there's anything proprietary in terms of posting this. I think that we maybe did check, but let me know. That's one observation. I mentioned this to John yesterday. You know, since the bag's just lying there, it doesn't fully mix by itself. Like, there is usually some of the sodium chloride that conglomerates in the corners and then kind of mixes once the bag moves a little bit. But this is kind of the same as the last couple days.
That's good info. Thank you.
So I'll detach, get this one put away, and hook up the new one. And in just a minute, Abnell and I are going to film this video, so you can ignore me for a minute.
Copy.
Well, so basically what we did was just fill up this water bag with water from our water dispenser, and then it feeds through this fluid generation module where it is sterilized to meet the specific standards for IV fluid. And in the bag had the sodium chloride already in it, so the sterile water comes out, mixes with the sodium chloride, and there you go. There you have our new IV space-generated IV fluid. All right. You're welcome. Hey, Lori, I have closed off the IV bag, 2019, I'll get that put away.
Yeah, and just so you know, if this astronaut thing didn't work out for you, you've got a career in TV.
All these hours in LSG, promoting LSG science, you know, another pastime of mine.
They love it.
Do we need Camille to double-check that there are no restrictions on any of this stuff, or do you know that offhand?
Sorry, I meant to say that. Yeah, you're good. Nothing proprietary, so they appreciate
okay.
The publicity.
Awesome. All right, I'm going to adjust the clamp a little bit on this bag, and I'll grab bag 2020. I see no leaks. Here, this should be all set up, so I will go to the pump water menu, fill 1 liter bag, and then before we start it, the fill cycle 11, and you can give me the time.
9:37, 09:37.
09:37, and what's the GMT again?
198.
198. Okay, that's labeled, and the fill cycle started. I see the time incrementing, and I'll look for leaks. I see the fluid coming out and into the bag.
And all looks good, Jessica. You can come on out.
Okay, awesome. All right, Lori, I guess I won't be talking to you this afternoon. I'll be talking to somebody else.
That's right, but I've enjoyed every second of it. John will be back to walk you through the stowage stuff. And your question about those gloves, you're going to be accessing a bag that we'll put those in later, so John can walk you through that. It'd be easier to do all that, to put the torn gloves in that one during your stow activity later. But can I get you to reposition that left glove again so we can see the bag?
Yep, sure.
Perfect.
Okay, I will talk to John this afternoon, and I hope you have a lovely rest of your day.
Thank you. You too, and a great weekend.
All right, thanks. I'll talk to you soon. Send station on 2 for vision testing.
Go ahead on 2, Jessica.
I have the vision testing all set up, so you guys can log into 57.
Perfect, thanks. And while I've got you, activities in the Russian segment finished up early, so the RSA-2 and Space Ground 2 constraint that we talked about earlier in morning DPC is no longer applicable. We can stay on Space Ground 2 for a nominal USOS comp.
Okay, copy. I'll pass that along that we will stay on 2, and also FYI, use LabCam 2 for the vision testing setup like yesterday.
Got it, LabCam 2.
Station husband on Space Ground 2 for Jessica at your convenience. Station husband on Space Ground 2 for Jessica at your convenience.
Phoenix Sophie on 2 for FSO.
Hey Sophie, we're with you on 2.
I wonder if it's a good time to pass a message for FSO. And especially for BUZOC.
Sophie, we will absolutely take your message and we have FSL on console.
Great. Special shout-out for you, teams, FSL teams. So today marks the end of the BESTF3 science operations and the final deactivation of the FSL rack in Columbus. FSL was launched to the ISS inside the Columbus module in February 2008. FSL initial rack activation and commissioning was performed in orbit at ESA astronaut Leopold Ehart on February 17th, 08, and over the last 18 years in low Earth orbit while circling the Earth over 101,000 times, FSO has facilitated groundbreaking research into fluid dynamics in the microgravity environment. As part of ESA's ISS utilization program, research teams from across Europe have used FSO to study topics such as granular matter, foams, emulsions, and boiling dynamics to advance our knowledge about how fluids behave in space. FSO operations has been supported from the ground over the years by the ESA ISS teams and industrial partners. And in particular, BUZOC in Belgium is the current facility responsible center for FSL handling the day-to-day operations. A huge thanks to you and congratulations to everyone who's been involved in making FSL's lifetime such a great success for nearly 20 years, 18 years. That's amazing. Congrats.
Sophie, thank you for those words, and a huge thank you from the FSL team to you and everyone else who has worked with FSL over the past 18 years of science in orbit. Thank you.
You're welcome. That's the end of my message. Munich, Sophie on 2 for ARK.
We're with you on 2.
And just as heads up, the pictures and videos have been downlinked
a series of different SSCs, but I used SSC 6, SSC 11, and SSC 16 to do all of the downlinks all in one time. So you should find them there. Another thing to say to CADMOS teams who were on console today, so the I redid the picture of the markers on the platform because there was one inaccuracy at the beginning, and we corrected this, and then I redid the picture, so this is why you'll see two sets of picture, and that probably is not expected for you, but the second one is the correct one.
Okay, Sophie, copy all, and a big thanks from the team, especially for that second photo. We do still need some additional time with the acquisition monitor here on the ground, so we'll let you know when we are ready to stow things.
No worries at all. All the rest is stowed, so take your time. There's no rush at all.
Copy. Thanks.
Huntsville Station on 2, Anil for the... I'm cleaning, looking for a go in step one.
Hi, Anil. You're go. You're go.
Console station on 2, Sam's cleaning is complete.
We copy, and not too dusty, I hope.
Try to quantify it as medium.
Copy all, medium.
Console station on 2 for Sam's cleaning. I'm going to go over to JPM for... that drawer, and just checking that the power is off there, too.
Affirm, you're good to go.
Okay, here I go. Zip, H-C-E-R. Это, получается, линия такая длинная, подчеркнутая. Раз, два, три, четвертая. Четвертая снизу.
Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for Andre. Just a heads up for you, you are on Space to Ground 2.
Oh, sorry.
Not a problem at all. You can move over to Space Ground 4.
Huntsville Station Jackson 2, looking for an early go for Sable, if that's possible.
Hey, Jack. I'm sorry to say we've got to terminate that MTL flow, and we will get back at you right after this handover.
Huntsville Station Jackson 2, just for some big picture words on this Sable MTL.
Stand by, Jack. I'll get those for you.
Okay, and I just want to, from my perspective, it looks like I might be able to get both of these SSLs out without demating the MTL lines. And I want to just understand that is the intent of the removal just to get at its SSLs, or is there something else going on?
Okay, Jack, it's just kind of a get ahead. Next week we're installing NEMO, and that will go into those same locker locations. So just trying to get ahead on that. And I'm still checking on the whether or not you can go ahead without moving that.
Okay, so I guess I understand that in the place of these SSLs, NEMO's going in here. I guess the question still, it sounds like you understood the question, that it looks like I might not need to demate the MTL lines to get at the SSLs, and then, of course, probably wouldn't have to do it to install NEMO. Out the MTL line such that they're not going to impinge on either the SSLs or the stable doors. But it kind of looks like it's one or the other, looking at the geometry up here. Neither would be a terrible impingement, but it seems like you're going to have to push the wires a little bit out of the way, either to access the SSL locker side or to open the stable door side.
We copy all, Jack. That's good information. Let us chew on it down here just for a few minutes.
Yeah, absolutely no rush. Just wanted to make sure we're on the same page. I'm going to grab a little bit of food, and I'll be standing by.
Copy. Get something good.
Unic, Chris on 2 for PPFS. Initialization has started.
And Chris, thanks a lot for that heads up, and we can confirm we have telemetry from it.
Fantastic. Great news. Look forward to working with you guys later today on it.
We are also looking forward to it.
Houston, Chris on 2 for CSA CTs.
Go ahead on 2, Chris.
Hey, I'm just doing some stowage for this task and looking for the CSA CT batteries.
There is no ESD bubble bag that I can find labeled Crew 12. There is an ESD bubble bag that has a bunch of batteries in it. Is it okay to just use, I'm wondering if this is probably that ESD bubble bag, it just isn't labeled Crew 12, or if there's specific batteries you want, or just any fresh battery is good.
Hey, Chris, do you see a serial number on that bag that you could provide us?
Yeah, the bag says serial number 1017, 1030, 1044, 1045, 1048, 1067, 1097, 1098, and then a bunch more I can read if helpful.
No, that's all right, Chris. We're going to have to check, though, and get back with you on an answer.
Okay, yeah, copy all. Houston, Chris on 2. Just one more data point. So there are two ESD bubble bags in Alpha 2. One is the one that I just read you. The other one, and that one was quantity 18, although I think some of them have been used from out of there. The second one is labeled quantity 15 and has serial numbers 1248, 1347, 1457, 1461, and a bunch of others listed on it. So two ESD bubble bags, both just labeled CSA, CP, /CDM battery pack, and no additional markings.
Okay, thanks, Chris. That's great info for us. We'll get back with you.
Station Uncle on Space Ground 2 for Jack and Sable.
Jack will get back to you in a couple minutes.
Sounds good. Thanks, Chris.
Houston, Chris on 2 for one more CSACP stowage note question.
We are still here with you and happy to hear what you got.
Yeah, stow note line 2, the discharge for the discharge battery stowage. It says Lab 1 Overhead 5 Alpha 2. Our current discharged battery, CSACT/CDM discharge battery Ziploc is in Golf 2, not Alpha 2. Did you want me to use our current one in Golf 2, or did you want me to start a new one in Alpha 2?
BME has got that on her list to check as well, and we'll get back with you.
Thank you, Camry.
Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for Chris and CSACP.
Chris on 2.
Okay, that second bubble bag that you called out was the correct one for the batteries for today. And then the Golf 2 was correct. We don't need you to start a new one in Alpha 2. That was just a miss in the stow note, so good catch there.
Okay, copy. And would you like me to put any labeling on these CSACP, CDM battery bubble bags for ease of differentiation?
Good suggestion, Chris. If you want to label the first one SpaceX 34 from SpaceX 34, and then label the second one from Crew 12.
Okay, the one that contains serial number 1248 will be labeled from Crew 12, and the one that contains 1017 will be labeled from SPX-34.
That's a good copy.
Still station Jack's on the deuce for safety.
Hey, Jack, sorry to cut your snack time short, but just wanted to let you know we are good with your assessment, and there are really just three criteria. As long as you think you can get a double locker payload in that area next week, Jessica's going to be the one probably to do it, so y'all will have to fight over it just like you fight over whether Connecticut's in New England. The second one is the NTL connections. Make sure they won't be in the way. And then make sure that it doesn't impede both Sable doors in case we needed to access them. We don't think we will, but just in case. So if you meet all those three criteria, we are good with you going as planned and not disconnecting those.
And the double locker payload in next week.
Hello, Wes. I'm sorry, Jack. I walked you into a handover. Can you repeat?
Yeah, I just want to double-check that the assessment is both that I can get the SSLs out today and that we can get the double locker in next week. And if either of those things aren't true, then the goal would be, or the intent would be, to reposition the NTL line today.
You got it. Perfect.
Perfect. Thanks.
Station Houston on 2. Just a heads up for y'all, RSA-2 is about to be put into Space to Ground 2, and you will not have ICOM.
Station copies. RSA 2 going into space to ground 2. No ICOM. We'll tap Chiron 3 and 4.
Houston, station on 2 for the EMU resize procedure. I do have the node 1 camera on in case you need it.
Houston, copies on 2. And Anil, if you wouldn't mind switching over to 3 for the remainder of your off.
Связи в ЖК-2.
Проверка связи. Продолжаю работу с каскадом.
Принято. Да, слышу хорошо.
Супостен.
Супостен, ГС в ЖК-2. Связи в
ЖК-2. По работе с каскадом. Шаг 5.2.5. Наблюдаю в пакете диплоки с емкостью ПН капли жидкости снаружи на поверхности пакета.
Принято. Минуточку. Слушайте, по какому шагу?
5.2.5.
Принято. Они есть добро, можно продолжать.
Принято, разрешили, продолжаю. Супостоим ГС, ВСК-2.
Елена, куратор эксперимента, подскажи.
Елена, здравствуйте.
Здравствуйте.
Слышали, да, что в пакете, где шприц, утечка, протечка была, капельки?
Ну, это ничего страшного. Вы, когда будете перекаивать, или вы уже, наверное, перекачивали из шприца в гидромагистраль, там есть салфетки.
Я достала шприц и обтерла сухой салфеткой. Сейчас я на шаге 5.2.7. И со стороны разъема Х3 здесь нету зажима. Со стороны Х4 есть зажим, со стороны Х3 нету зажима. Какие ваши рекомендации?
У вас в чехле есть дополнительные зажимы. Карбашек и написано зажимы. Поставьте зажим, пожалуйста.
В чехле БОП, так он у меня снаружи, а аппаратура у меня уже вся в главбоксе внутри. У меня есть предложение просто с какой-то магистрали сейчас снять, зажать, а потом обратно вернуть по порядку.
Ну давайте возьмем с другой магистрали, да.
Так, ну вот давайте, например, с Г2, да? Можно же взять на показ?
Да, можно, можно, да, можно.
Хорошо, принято, выполняю. Супостоим ГС из Г2.
Пошим КС по Московскому каналу из Г2 для Анны. По каскаду. Из Г2 для
Анны. На связи, отвечаю.
Анна, ты докладывала, да? Не слышно было ответа.
Да, я докладывала, я вызывала.
Да, повтори, пожалуйста, какой вопрос.
Это не вопрос, доложить хотела, что на емкости PS2 наблюдаю выпадение конденсата внутри цилиндра на мягком корпусе и снаружи на площадке, откуда выходит трубка Г1. Как принято?
Анна, меня слышно?
Елена, слышу вас. Елена, повторите, пожалуйста.
Вас не слышала просто. У вас там есть салфетки СЛП сухие. Протрите, пожалуйста.
Да, хорошо, принято. Сейчас эту поверхность протру. И также я сейчас нахожу на шаге 5.3.6. Обнаружила, что на гидромагистрали Г1 БОП тоже нету зажима. И поэтому я сейчас сняла с Х3 с Х4, перенесла на Г1 и на Г2, чтобы работать по шагу 5.3.6.
Спасибо большое. Просто я думаю, что конденсат появился из-за того, что все лежало в термостате на плюс 4 градуса. До этого и влажно.
Да, принято. Продолжаем. 5, 3, 6 делаю. Нажатие кнопки «Запись» 16 часов 3 минуты.
Принято. Запись 16 часов 3 минуты.
16 часов
3 минуты. Спасибо большое. Говорят, специалисты говорят, спасибо, работа закончена сегодня.
Да, хорошо принято, когда перехожу с канала СГ2 и занимаюсь передачей фотографий.
Принято, да. Возвращаемся в штатную конфигурацию. Спасибо.
Stand station Jackson on 2 for Cygnus Doe Track Spec 262.
And Jack, we're with you. We're with you here on 2.
F262 has me trash the symbol rodent locker from the PMN cone to Cygnus. Inside of that symbol rodent locker is a 1.0 CTV labeled old 1.0 CTVs, possibly for trash. And the serial number of this 1.0 is 4213. Just curious if I'm trash of these old CTVs or just the rodent locker.
And we're checking on that for you.
Yes.
Station Houston on 2 for Jack. We have an answer for your Cygnus cargo question at your convenience.
Houston, Jack's on 2 for Stoic.
Yes, and I guess I said answer, but really I have a question. So we were wondering, for that CTB that is inside the rodent locker, could you tell or did you check, are there additional CTBs inside of the 1.0 that's labeled that it has old CTBs in it, or was it empty?
Yeah, sorry for the confusion there. It was definitely full of old 4000 series CTBs.
Okay, thank you for that. In that case, we'd actually want to go ahead and save the CTVs that are stuffed inside to use as potential trash bags since we're running low on JSDs at the moment. Noting that they're stowed in a 1.0 that is stowed inside of an old rodent locker, assess whether that containment bag is soiled. And if it is, you can leave that one alone in the locker, but maybe pull the other ones out and stow them in the PMM for use as trash bags.
Okay, I will say the old CTVs, the rodent locker is kind of like a shell. I don't think it's actually the interior surface, so there's no real soiling to worry about, if you will. But I will save those CTVs, and if you don't have a better spot for them, I'll put them back in the end cone where I found them, or do you want them somewhere else?
End cone is perfect. Thank you so much.
Sounds good.
Houston, station on 2 for WHV flush tank fill and depressurization.
Houston, 51-2.
Just wanted to make sure I was go in 2.2.
You are go in step 2.2.
Copy, thanks.
Station Huntsville on space to ground 2 for Jack and Fable NTL.
So, Jack's with the NTL.
Hey, Jack, we've got some more steps for the MTL line if you want to give it another shot.
Let's do it.
Okay, there seems to be two issues. First, the RAC MTL valve seems to have failed closed, which prevented it from isolating the RAC's MTL flow. That's why the water is coming out so fast and we saw fluctuations on the ground. Second is the stuck RAC side QD, but we should be able to get this unstuck. We've already tried the troubleshooting step from before the QD leakage procedure, but we want to try the tapping method, which is step 3 from this procedure, if you'd like to try that.
Yeah, I can give the tapping troubleshooting a couple tries.
Copy that, and you might want to grab a towel when you're attempting this troubleshooting.
I agree.
And make sure you report how much water comes out during your first attempt.
I'll let you know how much water comes out on the first attempt.
Thank you.
So, patient Jackson 2 with the good news.
I love good news.
All right, first attempt produced a little bit of leakage, like, say, 10 or so milliliters before I closed it. And on the second attempt, I rotated a quarter, tapped it, and kept going all the way until its current configuration, which is disconnected and no leakage.
Excellent. Well, you are go to finish out the Sable MTL procedure, and then after that, you are go for your LSG work volume stow.
I'm rewarding the good news with more work. It's what I like. Go to finish the MTL disconnect and then go to finish or spell the LSG. Spell station Exxon 2 for step 1.6 of the MTL line recomplete.
With you on 2.
In step 6, I'm trying to disconnect the water lines from the stable units. The step though is just pull the connector straight back. I just want to double check that there's not a collar I release or some other twisting that happens, and if none of that's true, what amount of force do you expect this connector to come free at?
We are checking. And Jack, we're not expecting any type of collar, so we do expect the procedures correct. You just pull the connector straight back. And we are fine with you using a little bit of force if necessary.
Okay. I will put that to work. Until Jack on 2, can I disconnect the data J2 cable on stable tier number 1 for better access to the MTL line?
Yes, you can disconnect that. Just reconnect it when you're finished.
Okay, thank you. Huntsville Station Jackson on 2.
To be on 2.
Had all the MTL lines reconnected for you. Those connectors on the stable actually do have a release collar. It's kind of buried in step 3.2, but you do have to release the locking collar away from the stable before the connector will come off. But I was able, so they're all reconnected now, and you guys will go to repressurize the system, and I'll get some photos for you.
Copy all, and thanks for that info.
And, just to close the loop, the Jack Data J2 cable on stable 1, tier number 1, is reconnected.
Excellent, thank you.
Houston, Chris on 2 for CDM. I executed part alpha, but unfortunately it did not connect. It just booted up like a normal CDM into the monitoring mode, and it did not actually go into the connect mode. So I'm going to go with part Bravo.
Hey Chris, we copy and concur.
Houston, Chris on 2 in part Bravo. So I held down the mode button until release was displayed, and then I. So I just wanted to make sure I understood. Did you want me, is that first press and hold mode in part Bravo to turn off the CDM, or is that to try to boot it up again and then hit mode again? I guess I wasn't entirely clear on what the instructions were.
Okay, Chris. The first press and hold is to turn it off, and then the second just press that is to turn it back on.
Okay, yeah, that second just press doesn't actually turn it on. It lights up the lights briefly, but no power up is observed and no connect is observed.
Okay, copy. Thank you for the information. You may move on to Part Charlie.
Copy, Part Charlie. We'll try some different USB ports.
Student station, Jackson 2, Cygnus Cargo, Stow Track, Step 5, to 101.
Houston's with you on 2, Jack.
I think this step is still a holdover from a couple days ago when we tried to load this in aft port 6 in Cygnus and it didn't fit. Could it just says see cargo op steps, but I don't see another step beyond what we tried the other day. I just want to make sure I am not missing steps somewhere else.
And, Jack, real quick, can you say again what step you're in?
Yeah, absolutely. Step 521, loading hardware JSP 6186.
All right, thanks. And we're taking a look, and we'll get an answer for you shortly.
Thank you, Kevin. Houston,
Chris on 2 for CDM.
Houston's with you on 2.
Hey, so no joy trying all of the different USB ports on Monopsy 2. It's exactly the same behavior. Something about the CDM, I mean, all the other CDMs and CFACTs, it's like an immediate connection, and it all worked very reliably and very repeatably. So I don't know if there's, like, some sort of setting in the CDM that may be, like, telling it to not connect or something, but, yeah, it doesn't appear to be anything with the link, like, the physical link between Monopsy 2 and the CDM.
All right. Thanks, Chris, for that. I understand it's no joy on the troubleshooting today. Thank you for your hard work. You can go ahead and execute part the delta of the activity. Thank you.
Copy all. I'll shut everything down and close it out. Thank you.
Station on 2 for WHC flush fill, step 3.7.
Go ahead on 2 for step 3. Step 3.7.
All right. The flush water volume estimation is 75% full. No off nominal findings. The towel was not wet, and the number of uses is 98452, which I put in a crew note.
Copy all. Thanks, Anil. You are good to continue.
Good to continue.
Station Houston on 2 for Jack and Cygnus Cargo.
It's the Almadies.
And we're with you here on 2, Jack. That was an excellent roll there. For Cygnus Cargo, step 521, that was a miss on our part. We didn't get it updated, so it is stated the same way it was earlier when you had tried that step and it didn't work. So you can stand down from that step for now, and we will get that updated in a future rev.
Awesome. Sounds great. Thanks for the clarification.
Unic station, space ground 2, respect 2.1 of 2.121, looking for your go for powering down TTFS.
And Chris, we are with UN2, and you are go. But I have two additional information for you that I would like to share with you right now.
Absolutely, I am ready to copy.
We have another Maxivis activity, the conclude activity, later on today. And actually, in this activity, you will stow the remaining two items. They still need another dry out before they can actually be stowed. But as this was the last session for Maxivis, actually the mask with headgear does not need to be stowed. So the mask with headgear can be go in common trash, but only the expiration hose needs to be stowed in the kit as stated in this conclude activity later on.
Copy all. Yeah, that makes sense. I was going to ask about that. I don't think they need that mask up here anymore. So copy that. The mask with headgear will go into the common trash.
That's a good copy, and other than that, we have an answer for you on your question concerning the heart rate monitor from E4D, so the chest belt that you had in your crew note. So if you have finished this activity, please give us a call, and then I have some more words for you.
Okay, yeah, I'm also happy to take those words now if that's easier.
I can give it to you right now. Actually, thanks for the information about these chest straps. So first thing is to confirm that this is the chest strap together with the heart rate monitor.
So I am mainly just referring to the chest strap. So the heart rate monitor is back in, I believe it's the E40 aerobic kit with the other heart monitors. But the just heart monitor chest strap I left separate since I figured that was, you know, getting sweaty on me and all that, and I left it out in a place to sort of be to dry out.
This is what we actually assumed. So basically, our plan would be that we kindly ask you to clean that chest strap with biocide wipes and just let it dry for a few minutes, and then put this chest strap in a small Ziploc bag, but together with the heart rate monitor that you used. Then you can label that Ziploc bag used by Chris, and then it should go in the separate Ziploc bag in the E4D aerobic kit.
Copy that. Label the chest strap used by Chris, and then just to confirm, the heart monitor as well. Put that in that separate bag of used by Chris, or leave that with the other heart monitors itself.
Dedicated Ziploc labeled used for Chris. Reason is we want to keep the kits together, and this is why we would also like to get the serial number from that.
Okay. Copy all. Yeah, I can certainly do that. Oh, all right. Thank you. And I'll crew note it down when I've got that all set, just to confirm that I did things properly.
Very good. Thanks a lot.
Station Houston on 2 for any available crew member, although slight preference for Sophie.
Sophie's with you on 2.
Hey, Sophie. We wanted to let all of you know that we are going to be canceling the U.S. portion of the evening DPC. But the reason I wanted to chat with you is our only topic, a potential topic, was I was going to let you know that we did see your crew note in your evening prep. We have downlinked your Kiteo art, and we will be pulling the teams on the ground to find out if they can recognize the picture, which personally I knew it right away, but we'll see what other people say.
Nice. I was just going to update this crew notes for much more work-related items. I just went to Mimdva in RSOS to take some pictures in preparation of the Afghan EDA, and there are great pictures of both the Afghan antenna as well as the spare one on the ESP. So interesting, and it's going to be downlinked right away in a few minutes. From
SOC-16. Okay, great, Sophie. We'll get those downlinked as well. Thank you.
Welcome.
And, of course, if you all have anything for us, we are here and ready to take your calls.
Thank you so much.
Unit, Chris on Space to Ground 2 for step 1.1 of 2.002.
And, Chris, you are go.
Copy, go.
Unix, Chris on 2, checking in with you for step 4.9 or decimal 5 of 2.002, that you have good VCA1 video on the ground.
And Chris, you can confirm that we have good video. We have already switched it off, but we were happy before.
Fantastic. Thank you very much. Get everything back in its nominal place.
Thanks a lot. Much appreciated.
Houston, Chris on 2 for 5.1 of ADA battery ops.
Houston's with you on 2, Chris.
Confer a go and step 5.1 of 73-0585.
And Chris, you are go.
Copy, go. Houston, station on 2 for ADA batteries.
Houston's with you on 2.
Hey, I'm finishing up this EMER battery task, and I just wanted to make sure I'm correctly understanding the final desired state. I took the spares off the charger and put them in the boom ammonia measurement kit. On the Mimadine one, though, now has two bags of spare batteries in it. Is that the intended configuration? I just wanted to make sure because, I just wasn't clear to me.
And Chris, we have a little bit of blockage here, so we lost a bit of your call. We did copy that the Mimadine bag has two bags of spare batteries, but we lost the rest of it.
Yeah, I was just wondering if that's the intended configuration. I think other folks have all been doing these activities throughout the day, so I'm just trying to make sure I have the correct big picture that we do want, in fact, two spare bags of batteries in there.
All right, we're checking. And Chris, we're 10 seconds from my handover, and I'll call you on the other side of 2 minutes. Station Houston on 2 for Chris after that handover.
Chris on 2.
All right, so we are expecting that there's a bag of two spare batteries in the MLM, ammonia measurement kit, for the stow note, and then also a bag of two spare batteries in the MRM, ammonia measurement kit, with the serial numbers that are called out in the stow note. Are you telling us that all four of those serial numbers of batteries are in the MRM EMK, or is there like a third bag?
Picturing context.
And I apologize once again, Chris. There's some ratty calm, so we did not catch your last.